Very good. So I'm going to sign off then. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Sorry for the technical problem over here. Does everybody hear me? Are you able to hear me? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, Shkai. Yeah, please close the door. Okay, let's begin. All right, I have an hour to talk about something in 22, 23 minutes. I'll try. It's the week of Gevura, and yesterday I was speaking to the Chevra from Shul about Tiferes Sheb Gevura, beautiful Giborim, beautiful warriors that the Jewish people have and have had. One of the most beautiful, in my opinion, certainly what I've seen in my life, one of the most beautiful of Hashem's Giborim I've ever seen in my life, was the Babaver Rabbi Schussi Galena, Rabbi Shlomo Lubavitcher. In every way, Ruchnius, Gashmius. So I want to share with you a Torah from the Babaver Rabbi. Here, a little bit there, but it's the Torah is the Torah of the Babaver Rabbi. The Midah that we're talking about is Tmimus. Tmimus. Sheva Shabbos is Tmimais. Tmimais. Sheva Shabbos is Tmimais. So, everybody knows that there's one particular person in Tanakh who Chazal singled out for her Tmimus. Sorry, Meno. Yuchai is Sarah. Rashi says, Kulan Shavon L'Taiva, that all of the days of her life were equally good. Kulan Shavon L'Taiva. And the Medrash brings on this Pasuk, the Medrash brings on Chai Sarah from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yedei Hashem Yemei Smimim, V'Nachalosam La'olam Tia. Yedei Hashem Yemei Smimim, Hashem knows the days of those who are Tmimim. Simple, pure. It's hard to translate the word Tmimim. Hashem knows the days of the Tmimim. But Nachalasam La'olam Tia. And their reward lasts forever. Nachalasam La'olam Tia. So this is the Medrash Chazal bring on the Pasuk of the life of Sarah Yemeinu. Rashi says, Kulan Shavon L'Taiva, her life, everything was good. All the days of her life were good. Were equally good. Yedei Hashem Yemei Tzmimim. What's the connection between Sarah Yemeinu, Kulan Shavon L'Taiva, and Yedei Hashem Yemei Tzmimim? What it means that there are days that are called days of Tmimus, days that are not days of Tmimus. What does it mean? So listen carefully, Chevra. As I said, really this requires much more time. It's a certain hergish that we have to connect to during this time that we're going through right now. Every time in life, but particularly now. Shlomo Melech in Kehelis said, Zechor es berecha, b'mei b'churi secha, ad esher yavo yimei hara. Think of Hashem, remember Hashem in your younger years, because as life moves on, they're going to be Yimei Hara, days that are days that are not good. Yimei Hara. V'yigiyu shonim asher toimer ein li behem chayfetz. Days and weeks and months and years of life are going to come in the future where you're going to say, I don't want them. I don't have any chayfetz. I don't want these kind of days. Because in life, there are days that are like that. That if you look at those days, we're told now that to count every day. We're counting Sfiras Omer. Svaratum Achem. When a person counts the days of his life, he looks over the days of his life, and there are many, many days that would fit into what Shlomo Melech is describing as days She'en li behem chayfetz. I wish I didn't have these days. I don't count them for days in my life that I ever want to think about or look back upon. I don't want to count these days in my life. These parashiyos now are very, very dark and difficult. The parashiyos of Tazri and Metzora of Negoim, the strange disease, the strange virus that was obviously very, very much a part of life in those days. And in Ruchnius is still with us, and we're feeling something even in Gashmius now, where as a result of certain Negoim that are in the world, we have to stay inside our homes. So of all of the halachas of Negoim, the most mysterious, the strangest inyan of Negoim is without a question, Nigei Habayis. But homes would have growths on the walls. There would be Negoim by the walls of the houses that had to be inspected. And there needed to be a psak from the Kohen. And if the house was determined to be a house that's menuga, that was impure, it's a whole mess. Mamish a mess. You had to deal with contractors. It was a whole mess to get this house back into shape. Now the din is, it says in Torah, Uba'a shaloi habayis vihigla kohen, the person who sees this, some strange growths on the walls of his house, comes to the Kohen, and he says to the Kohen, because the psak has to come from a Kohen, he comes to the Kohen, he says, Kinega nearly babayas. Kinega nearly babayas. It looks like a nega. Kinega nearly babayas. Rashi brings from the Mishnah in the 12th parak of Negoim, Rashi brings that even a tremendous Talmud Chacham, imagine, you have Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hador, the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation, he sees on the walls of his house a nega, and he knows Hilchas Negoim inside out. He can't paskin, he has to go to the Kohen. He goes to the Kohen, he's not allowed to say nega nearly. I have seen a nega on my house. He's not allowed to say that. He's only allowed to say, Kinnega, it looks like a nega. Kinnega nearly babayis. So what is that? We understand that for whatever reason, the Torah tells us that the psak, the actual psak, din has to come from the Kohen. It says in Chumash, Al-Piyam, Yekol Riv, Chol Nega, we understand. Al-Piyam. So the Kohen is the only one who's allowed to say it's a nega. But here we're talking about the Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Hador, who's just coming to tell the Kohen, like, what's going on? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky can't come to this little simple Kohen, like a regular Kohen, that can't even spell the word nega. You understand? Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes to this Kohen. He's not allowed to say, Reb Kohen, nega nearly babayis. He's not allowed to say it. Can't say those words. He's only allowed to say, ken nega nearly babayis. It looks like a nega. You can't say it's nega, it's ken nega. What's the pshat? Let him say nega nearly babayis and let the Kohen pask him whatever he wants. But why can't he say the word nega? Only kin nega, it looks like a nega. So Rashi says, everybody here knows, that it was an amazing thing with these negoim by the walls of their houses. It says in Pasuk, Benasati nega tsaras beveis eretz achuzascham. Like the Torah is promising that there's a good thing that's coming up. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Besuri hilahem, I'm giving you some good news. You're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to find houses where the walls are contaminated. Why is this good news? Because before they ran away, the people who lived there, the ones who were occupying our land, the people who lived there, the ancient Palestinians, they hid treasures, matmonias, in the walls of their homes. Now, when you have a nega, in order to purify the house, in the process of purifying the home, you have to crack, break down the walls that's contaminated. So they would, the Torah says, I have good news, the Baruch Shalom says, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to move into a house, the house is going to be, is going to have a horrible, disgusting infection, COVID-20, it's going to have a horrible infection, and the din is you have to smash down the walls. The good news is, it's gevaldik. You're going to find over there matmonias, treasures. Now, the obvious question is, if the Baruch Shalom wants to give money to a Jew, if the Baruch Shalom wants us to have some good stuff, to have some treasures, why can't he just send some money, some stocks, whatever it is, the same way he sent us the money? Let him send us some matmonia, some good things, some wonderful gift. Let him send it to us directly, or at least like in the backyard. And just to put up like a signpost, dig here, if you want to do it like that. Why did the Baruch Shalom do it in such a way? That the house is a house that on the outside is mamish infected, it's disgusting, it's contaminated, it's tamei. And this yid is so tzibrochen, because until he finally came to Eretz Yisrael after all the schlepping, and he's here in Eretz Yisrael, he's so excited to move in. And he finds that the house is a house that has a nega. And he's got to now go and have a whole, he's got to call the Department of Health, you know, the Kohen has to come and to check this house. And then the house is paskind and everybody knows quarantine, you know, everything is bad. And the house has to be smashed, the walls have to be broken. And now he'll find a treasure. So the Baba Rabbi Schuskin said, and remember the person who's talking, the Baba Rabbi said that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to plant something deep, deep in our hearts, right when we came to Eretz Yisrael, that it should be woven into the fabric of a Jew forever and ever. That when you look at your life and all you see around you are negoim, like one of the tzaddikim said, the Chus Rav Schuskin said, "Vayhi achrei hamagefa." That the most horrible suffering in many ways came after the Holocaust. When they were liberated, he said, now what? Vayhi acharei hamagefa. Why should say Vayhi? Vayhi is, Chazal tells the lesson of Tsaros, of Tsar. You should say in a good way, the magefa is over. So it's Vayhi acharei hamagefa. Yeah, and it was after magefa. So the Chustarav said, because after the magefa, we didn't know what to do. After the Holocaust, everything was gone. We didn't know. And all we saw in the garden, everywhere we looked, everything was destroyed. Everything was ruined. So when a person sees a negat saras babayis, he sees in his home, in his life, a horrible, horrible disease, something terrible that's happened to him in his life. And it seems to him that min hashamayim, like we have somebody that we know that was going through a difficulty recently with this sickness in the family. Well, Hashem, the person's doing better, but she said to my wife, or she sent a message to my wife, why does Hashem hate me? I feel that Hashem hates me. Chas v'chalila. My granddaughter sent her a note, Hashem loves you, Hashem doesn't hate you. But when you have a nega in life, a serious nega, it's very easy to fall into that feeling that the Baruch Shalom is saying to me, I don't love you. You come to a house, you move into the house, you're in Eretz Yisrael, after the whole mahalach, from Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything that happened. So finally you come, and then my house, a mazel. So you feel nega, you feel that this mamish and nega babayis. But the Rebbe says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to each and every one of us, that even though in our eyes all we can see right now is the contamination, is the nega, is the damage, the sickness, the virus, whatever it is, that's all we can see right now. But in the future, as the Sfarim tell us, and it says in Pasuk, Hayinu Kecholmim, the Baruch Hashem is going to show us the Toiv HaNitzchi, the treasures that he mamish planted inside all of the Negarim of life. That there are matmonias that are planted, there are matmonias that are hidden inside, even though you have to go through such sibrachenkeit to break through, to get to that. But at some point, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, even though you might not see it here right now in your lifetime, I promise you that every single nega of life that you've been through, inside, deep inside, there's a treasure that's hidden there. Therefore, the Torah is makpid that when a Jew, even the Gadol Hador, even the big Talmid Chacham, he's not allowed to say nega nearly. I have seen a nega. He's only allowed to say kin nega. It looks to me right now, I have to be honest with you, what I'm going through right now in my life, kin nega nearly. It looks to me like a nega. But I believe, Rabbeinu Shlom, I believe that you love me. And my Rav Tuvcha, and the deep, deep, somehow inside of this nega of my life, there's a treasure that you have hidden, and it's softly recha, and it's waiting for those who kept on believing you despite the negayim of life, despite the hardships, despite the Holocaust and so on, who continue to believe in you. Therefore, the mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah is tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. To try to be in this place of tamimus. Rashi says, "Kol ma'ashi yavo yalecha kabel b'tamimus." Whatever happens in your life, kabel b'tamimus. Accept it in the way of tamimus. Believe in the hidden treasures that are underneath the negayim of life. And when you live that way, and you believe in that b'emunah shleima, and you're in your tamim, you have this midah of sarimenu of tamimus. Then the pasuk now makes so much sense to us. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, which of course this pasuk is deeply connected to the whole parsha of Tzeraz, Lashon Hara, and so on, the Goyim. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, who's the person who really, really loves his life? A person who believes that every day of my life counts. Every day of my life, even the difficult days, are unbelievably worthwhile. Every single day of my life counts. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, who is a person who has a chayfetz, not like the one that we spoke about at the beginning, yom she'ein, shonim she'ein behem chayfetz, ein li behem chayfetz. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, who is the one who truly loves his life? Who is the one who truly desires to get up in the morning? For whom every day of life is a blessing. The good days and the difficult days. I have yomim lirais tayf. Only that person who believes that in the end, lirais tayf, even though he can't see the good right now, he loves his life because he believes, me'achu is 100%, that in the end, he's going to see all the good. He's going to find all the treasures. Therefore, nitzor l'shoin chemira, usfasecho midaber mirma. Be careful, don't say nega nearly. Even though it looks like it, it's terrible. Somebody has died. There's terrible sorrows. There's a child that Chalilu went away from Yiddishkeit. There's something terrible in my life. Be careful. Nitzor l'shayin chemira. Don't say it. It's kin nega, nearly. It looks like a nega to me. But ein ra yeri ben ha-shamayim. But the Baruch Shalom doesn't hate you. The Baruch Shalom loves you. Sur meira. Sumeira va'asei toiv, just to continue to be good all the days of your life. And that's the whole Indian of Sarimena. Gesur Yimeinu had a hard life. The whole Maisa in the house of Paro, and the whole business with Hagar and Yishmael. And the worst thing, if you would ask a woman, the worst thing of all, her infertility. She had a difficult life. But she always believed in the treasures underneath, inside the Negaim. She believed in those treasures. She believed, Shnei Chayesara, Kulon Shavin Latayva. Kulon Shavin Latayva. All the days in her life were Shavin Latayva. Therefore, on Sari Menu, the Pasuk says in Tilim, Yedei Hashem Yemei Smimim, V'nachalosim Lo'olam Tiyah. And Chazal say, Kishem Shehem Tmimim, Kach Shnoiseyem Tmimim. What's this Tmimus? Kishem Shehem Tmimim means, and their years are Tmimim? It means that since in the eyes of Sari Menu, in the eyes of the Jews, the Tamim, even the days of Negoim, he believed, she believed, Rebbe Emes, Hatoy Venitzchi, was from Hashem's infinite love, and it's going to be revealed in the end, at the end, when we crack through this life and get to the true Metzias of that treasure. Everything was good, Yomim Tovim, all the days were good, Yudei Hashem, Yimei Smimim, and because of that, Mimela, V'nachalosim La'olam Tia, V'nachalosim, my inheritance is La'olam Tia. I will always cash in. La'olam in the future, V'nachalosim La'olam Tia. La'olam Tia means there's no question that La'olam, that forever and ever, I'm going to enjoy the good, the brachas, that davka come from those negoim of life. I'm going to Nachalosim la'olam tia, Yodei Hashem Yemei Smim. That's the life of a Jew who's Talmud. Sorry, Menu. Usrat mechem yimorchus na Shabbos. Miyam haviyachem zoy metu Shabbos Shabbosais. Tmima is tiyena. Tmima is tiyena. When we are working on our midas of Chesed, do it first to come to the tachlis of Tmimas, of Tmimas, and that's why. It says in Pasuk in Mishlei, "Im tivak shenek kesef uchemat moinim techapsana." If you seek the Rebbeinu Shem, if you seek Yiras Shemayim, like silver uchemat moinim, and like a hidden treasure, like hidden treasures techapsana, search for Hashem, search for Yiras Shemayim. And the Sfarim say matmonim, treasures is the word memtes 49 moinim. You count 49 days. Memtes moinim. Kamat moinim techapsana. What mat moinim? The mat moinim inside of us. Because we look at ourselves and we see that we ourselves are covered in the gum. Not just in the gum of life that happen, those that are not within our control, viruses, v'chulu, but within ourselves. Sheva Shabbos is tmimis tiyana. To get through that wall of tumor and to get to that part of yourself that's called kamat moinim techapsana, kamat moinim techapsana, to find the tmimis. To find the Muna, to find the Taiv. I'll take an extra minute. You'll be, Michael, let me just to remind you of a story of the Baba Rabbi that all the Chavra and Shul know. So I have to tell it very quickly. I don't want to take away from my friend, Rabbi Levin, the time. But I start a little bit late, so I'll take an extra minute. When the Baba Rabbi Schussana came to America, he, in the beginning, didn't really even want to be a rabbi. It was a whole thing. And he lived on the west side of Manhattan. And it's hard to believe, in the beginning there were times he couldn't find a minion. It was hard to find a minion. And it was a Friday, it was already past the time of candlelight, it was getting dark, even while the chassidim was late. And there were only 9 people in this little shtiebel that the Rebbe had. It was very, very late. And they had to find a Jew. And the Rebbe told his son, Rav Naftolcher, go and find the Jew. And he looked on the street to see a tourist, one of a Yid, and there was somebody that was coming back. It was obviously, you know, it was already very late, and he's coming from work or something. And he looked like a Jew, and he asked him a Yiddish, Sayyid, are you a Yid? And he says, no, what are you asking me? So he said, we need a minion. Please come daven with us. And he said, no, I don't daven anymore. He said, I'm not going. He said, what does it hurt you? We need a 10th person. Come daven. So this Yid will call him Moshe. So he came, and he didn't want to, but he came in. And the Rebbe said, Moshe, you saved the minion. So Moshe said, if I'm here already, I want to daven for the omid. He wants to daven for the omid. You know, you have almost in every shul is a person like that. So he says, I want to daven for the omid. So the guys who are against this, he doesn't, we don't even know who he's from, but the Rebbe said, give Moshe the omid, the covet. Daven for the omid. Now he starts coming back every Friday night. He comes there straight to the omid. The guys are very upset, but the Rebbe always gives him such a hug. Moshe is here. One time he didn't show up. And the Rebbe said, go find Moshe. And he said, really, we have a minion. We don't need Moshe. No, I need Moshe. Go find Moshe. And he said, where are we going to find Moshe? This is New York. This is not Babov, you know. The Rebbe said, go look for him. And they walked around a little bit. They came to a park and they saw Moshe. Moshe was sitting on a bench for whatever reason. He didn't feel like going to shul. And Moshe was sitting on the bench smoking a cigarette and playing chess or something over there. And they came back and they said to the Rebbe said, no, did you find my fan, Moshe? We found him at Moshe's. Moshe's smoking a cigarette. And the Rebbe said, Moshe's not smoking a cigarette at Shabbos. He's not smoking a cigarette. Go get Moshe. This happened another time. And the Rebbe said, Moshe's not smoking a cigarette. I'm telling you, he's not smoking a cigarette. Moshe doesn't smoke on Shabbos. Anyway, this went by. Many, 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 many years passed. Now the Rebbe is sitting in Borough Park. I mean, it was the Purim, it was like whatever it was. And he's surrounded by 1,000 chassidim. And there's an old Jew with a strimel and a beard and payas, a white beard, and he pushes in. And he pushes himself close across from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, and he says, the Rebbe, you remember me? The Rebbe looks at him and says, and he says, I'm Moshe, the Baal Tefila. Moshe, the Baal Tefila. Moshe. He's so excited. And he gives him a hug, and he turns to his son. The Rebbe turns to him, and I've told you, and he says, didn't I tell you? Moshe doesn't smoke on Shabbos. The Deitche was smoking on Shabbos. It was the Nazi who was smoking on Shabbos. It was the German who was smoking on Shabbos. What you saw on Moshe, Chil Shabbos, it was Kinnega. It's because he was suffering from what happened to him in the war and he couldn't come to himself yet. He was so tzibarachin. And he couldn't come yet to Shabbos. Don't say Moshe smoked on Shabbos. The Deitcher was smoking on Shabbos. The Nazi was smoking on Shabbos. A Jew doesn't smoke on Shabbos. It's Kinnega, it looks like. But he doesn't. That was the Baba Rebbe. Hashem Yisbarach should help us to believe in what the Rebbe believed in us. And to be patient and to wait for the unbelievable treasures that are waiting for us and each and every one of us inside of this time now that we're in. Unbelievable treasure we see to see with our eyes. And the treasure that's the treasure of all treasures, the Gula Hashem Amitis, Mehem Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Shkoyach.